Chapter 3, Unveiling Shadows. Alara held the discarded cloak with the emblem of the serpent's blade up for Thorne and the onlookers to see. Her voice was steady, despite the flutter of nerves. "Counselor, we found this in a hidden passage behind the pavilion. It seems the theft might be an internal power struggle rather than a simple crime." Thorne's eyes narrowed, a flash of concern, or was it guilt? Passing over his features. He took a moment to compose himself before responding, his tone deliberate. "This is a serious accusation. Do you have proof beyond this cloak that the serpent's blade is involved?" Mara stepped forward, her fox instincts making her gaze sharp and piercing. "Not only is the cloak a significant indicator, counselor, but whispers among the crowd speak of discontent within the serpent's blade. They have motive and opportunity." Fenrir, normally so composed, growled softly, adding an undercurrent of threat to the proceedings. The crowd murmured, the tension rising like the sharp crescendo of a symphony. Thorne sighed, turning to address his guards. "Secure the pavilion. No one leaves until we investigate this claim thoroughly." His gaze then shifted back to Alara and her companions. "If your findings are true, you have done the city a great service. But if this is an error, the consequences will weigh heavily on you." With Thorne's acknowledgement, a contingent of guards moved to seal off the exits, while others began a meticulous search of the area Alara had described. The crowd, now a mix of spectators and potential suspects, watched anxiously, the festival's joy overshadowed by the intrigue and the looming threat of conflict. As the guards worked, Alara, Fenrir, and Mara huddled together, discussing their next steps. "We need to find more about the serpent's blade," Alara whispered. "Their agenda could be more dangerous than just destabilizing Thorne's leadership." Mara nodded, her eyes scanning the crowd. "I'll blend in and gather more intelligence. They're likely to slip up amid the chaos." Meanwhile, Thorne approached the trio, his demeanor softer, more contemplative. "I may have underestimated the complexities of this festival," he admitted. "Help us resolve this, and I assure you, your roles in protecting Lumen will not be forgotten." As Mara slipped away into the crowd, Alara and Fenrir stayed close to Thorne, ready to assist further. The morning's early promise had been darkened by plots and schemes, but also lit by the possibility of uncovering deeper truths that could either cement or shatter the fragile peace of Lumen.